So Hashem gave us a very special matana, and we're supposed to enjoy it. And that, of course, is Shabbos. The Gemara tells us, "Omer LaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe, matana tova yesh li bibeis kenazai uShabbos Shema v'ani mevakish litna liYisrael." LaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I have a special matana." He calls it a special matana. It's called Shabbos, and it's in Hashem's special treasure house, and he wants to give it to Klal Yisrael. The Medrash elaborates in Medrash Rabbah. Amr Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, Emes Hashem Yisrael as Hashabbos, Lo Nasati L'cha El Tovascha, that Hashem gave us the Shabbos for our own good. Ketzad. Amr Bechib Rabbi Abba, At Mekadish is Shabbos B'Meichel B'Mishto B'Ksis Nekia, U'Mahanas Nafshecha V'Aninos in the Chaschar. When you're Mekadish Shabbos with proper food and drink and clean clothing, and you enjoy yourself, I'm going to reward you. Minayin V'Karasa L'Shabbos Onek. Maksiv Achrav Oz Tesaneg Al Hashem Yitin L'Chom Neshalos Libecha. That the Pasuk says, Karasa L'Shabbos Onek, you should experience Onek Shabbos, says the Medrash. And what follows up after that Pasuk? The very next Pasuk in Isaiah 58, in Yeshayo Nun Ches, the very next pasuk, Yudalit is Oz Tisanik Al Hashem Yitin L'Chom Neshalos Libecha. Then you'll be able to connect to Hashem, and Hashem will give you Neshalos Libecha. So you see that there is this sense of Onek Shabbos that we're supposed to have, and it's very chashuv. So the question is, okay, so what is the best way to enjoy Shabbos? We know eating, that for sure, right? Your chayiv in Sholosh Sudos of Shabbos, that may be a din d'oraisa. Hayom Hayom Hayom, we have three times says Hayom in the parasha of the month, so that for sure. But what about sleeping on Shabbos? What about Talmud Torah on Shabbos? Is that something that one is obligated to do as well? So maybe just a little bit more about the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos before we get into some of the details of sleeping and Talmud Torah. And if we don't get through everything today, we still have another share on Monday, so we could finish the details then, Be'ezras Hashem. So the Navi Yeshayo says, V'krasel Shabbos Oneg, and then us deciding Al Hashem. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches elaborates. Amr Vidam Rav, Kolam Anik as Shabbos Nosla Mashalas Libo. That you want a good skula for having your tefillos answered. You don't have to wear anything funny. You don't have to do anything 40 times. You don't have to send money to some organization that will have it tzaddik daven for you at the kotel or whatever. What you need to do, if you want Mashalas Libo to be fulfilled, is your Ma'anik as Shabbos. You enjoy Shabbos. Such a great mitzvah, right? Meaning it's easy to do, and it's enjoyable to do by its very definition. And that's a school of Rabbi Natil's answer. It says, "Shneva b'sanig Hashem v'yitol mecham mishalus libecha." Then Hashem is going to give us mishalus libecha. Oneg ze in yodem mahu u. So how do we do oneg Shabbos? Kishu omer across the Shabbos oneg have omer ze oneg Shabbos. I'm sorry, oneg ze in yodem mahu. It just says oneg. How do I know that it's about oneg Shabbos? It says it just says v'is anig al Hashem v'yitin mecham mishalus libecha. How do I know v'is anig al Hashem means Shabbos? So since the pasuk in Yeshayahu says v'kras l'shabbos oneg, so it's like gzer shavav oneg oneg, we know that it means oneg Shabbos. But mem ma'ango, Ravid the Brit Shom Bashilis Shred Rav Amar b'tavshil shel tradin v'dagim gedolim v'rashei shumin, all food items. That the way to have oneg Shabbos is what's tavshil shel tradin? It's like some sort of beet. Food, I don't know, B-E-E-T, right, some sort of, right, I don't know, dagim gedolim, large fish, and rashi shumin, garlic heads. So if you really want to enjoy Shabbos, now that's the life, when you have those foods. Mistama, those were the common foods, those were the foods of nobility, and in that culture they were considered the expensive foods. Now, we'd probably say, what? You say herring now? I think we'd probably, that's Doug and Katan, first of all. So there is a basis for the idea of having fish at every single meal of Shabbos. Based on the fact that we identify fish as one of the foods of Shabbos, also fish are some bracha. I mean, there is, and there's certainly something Kabbalistically about fish. Fish are not subject to ayin hara, fish, their eyes never close, they're in violence. There is something about fish. But Pashan in the Gemara, the Gemara is just identifying, the foods that were considered to be high-end fare in ancient Babylonia. Rabbi Chibra, Shiyam Rav, Afilu Dover Muru Kavit Shabbos HaSohari is Oneg. No, anything, whatever you have, as long as you do the Kavit Shabbos, that's an Oneg. So Mahi, Amar Papa Kasa Daharsana. And that's a reference to Kasa Daharsana, which is apparently some smaller type of food. So, You know, the Gemara goes even further and says that if you're ma'anik as a Shabbos, you get nachala b'li mitzarim, right, an inheritance without any borders. You're saved from shibun malchios. You're zochet ha'ashirus. The Sharetzion in the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah writes that even according to the Shita that it's only mitivrei sofrim, you have to be very careful about onik Shabbos, because in this context, chamurim divrei sofrim more than divrei Torah, and the schar for it is mefurish in the Kabbalah. So it's got to be, I mean, it's mefurish in the Navi. So it's a big, big deal, the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. But what you get from the Gemara is pretty straightforward, is that the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos is an Oneg Gashmi. It is a physical Oneg. It is actual pshuto kemashma'o, do what you enjoy. And it seems that that's the ikr of the mitzvah, to eat, to drink. That's what the Yireim writes, that just like there's Oneg Achila, so too there's Oneg with any other physical pleasure that you have. The Toefes Ra'eim on the Yireim quotes from the Aderes, that it's really dependent on the person. Some people enjoy doing certain activities, others enjoy other things, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. The Shulchan Aruch in some Shin Aleph writes, "Bachurim hamisangim bikfitzasam umurutzasam mutter." So little kids enjoy, or young men enjoy jumping around and I don't know, and running places. You know, they enjoy whatever it is. So that's mutter.
This is what I like doing. What?
Yeah. Okay. Good. So then it's just a lot of jumping. So that's mutter. You know, but you see, like, you ever go to a wedding and you see the parents' circle and like the bachrim circle. Bachrim enjoy jumping. Parents don't enjoy jumping so much. Yeah, they're afraid they'll, if they go up and they come down, they're never going to get up again. So you know, they don't enjoy jumping quite as much as the bachrim. So whatever, that's what they enjoy. V'chein l'ros kol davshem sangabo. So you should do whatever it is that you enjoy. And the Rama says you could be mitayil, you could walk around. You know, people enjoy good conversation. The Tofas Reim writes. So good conversation. I mean, you wonder, like, sometimes you've been at one of those Shabbos meals that just doesn't want to end. You know, people are just schmoozing. And like, sometimes you're thinking, like, this is Bittul Torah, right? Why are we spending so much time? Just, my brother refuses to go. He won't. I mean, that's why he had to move to San Jose, where there aren't any people. He just can't. He doesn't have patience for it. He just can't do it. I have a brother-in-law that also doesn't have patience for it. He just starts getting undressed and, you know, taking a nap. Not your father, you know. He just can't take the. You know, but maybe if that's what people enjoy doing, they enjoy schmoozing, that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. It's also part of the mitzvah. There's a sefer that was put out by Tzvika Reisman, many svarim put out by Tzvika Reisman. You know what Tzvika Reisman is? I don't know. Tzvika Reisman is a Jew who lives in Los Angeles. You probably knew he was a Jew just by his name.
He's like a businessman.
He's a big businessman. He's CEO of a major cosmetics company.
So he has a commentary on chest.
He has a commentary
on chest.
He's written like 30 svarim. He sits in his office and he learns and writes, and he gives shiurim in the community. He's a serious talmid chacham, and you know, while he's not CEOing, he's busy writing svarim. So he writes very, very nice svarim, and every time he comes out of the sefer in recent years, he sends it to me, because that's what you get when you quote him in shiurim. So he has a very nice piece in his sefer Ratz Katzvi. All the svarim are called Ratz Katzvi. He's a mechutin with Rav Goldwicht, with Rav Meir Goldwicht. If you know Rav Meir Goldwicht, he has a number of illustrious mechutanim, Rav Meir Goldwicht, but that's one of them. So in Simon Tezai, I mean, most of all, Rav Meir Goldwicht's mechutanim have an illustrious mechutin, you know. But anyway, so in Simon Tezai in Ratz Katzvi on Shabbos, he quotes from Rav Nevenzel. Rav Nevenzel asked Rav Shlomo Zalman if a person wants to eat two types of fruits, one that he enjoys more and the other one that's more healthy, which one you should say the bracha on? Meaning you're always supposed to go with chaviv lo, right? Whichever one is more chaviv to you. So which one is more chaviv? The one that you enjoy more, or the healthier of the two fruits? Right? Did you know that there are fruits that are healthier and less healthy for you? Right? We always assumed if I'm in the fruit category, it's a win, right? Like I'm already. But apparently there are fruits that are healthier for you and fruits that are less healthy for you. So which one is considered chaviv to say the bracha? I'm assuming neither of them are mishavas aminim, right? If the healthy one happens to be a pomegranate, or the unhealthy, or whatever. I think pomegranates are very healthy. So then obviously that's going to win, because that's mishivas aminim. That always comes before other fruits. But let's say none are mishivas aminim, if they're both mishivas aminim, then there's also a seder of how to say the brachas, whatever is muktam in the pasuk of eretz chita gefen tein, whatever all the shivas aminim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. But so Rosh Hashanah said that, why do you eat? Meaning, you have to think about, like, what's your goal in eating? Like, well, why do you eat? So why do you eat?
To be alive,
to be healthy, right? So he said, the healthier one wins, unless it's Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, you're not only eating to be alive, you're eating to enjoy, because there's a din of onek Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't say that. Rav Neventhal added that. Rav Shlomo Zalman said you need to be alive, so obviously the one that's healthier. However, so Rav Neventhal writes, Chashavti lomar she'efshar lepsak hazeh shel Rav Zatzal hu rak b'yemos hachol. That maybe that's only during the weekday. Avol b'shabbos yom tov sheish be'em mitzvah onik shabbos v'simchas yom tov ha'chaviv v'davka osim v'nishim v'sa'anei gyosav v'achilasov. That chaviv turns into what you enjoy more on Shabbos, because that's the mitzvah. However, Rav Neventhal says, in all honesty, avol zos lo shamati meharav. I didn't hear that from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Meharav shamati rak yesh levarech al hamin habari v'amazim b'yosav. All I heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman is the healthier and more nourishing of the two foods. But that's such a sweet Rav Neventhal Ha'ara, meaning if you know a little bit about Rav Neventhal's Torah, that's very typical for Rav Neventhal's Torah. You know, it's such a sweet Ha'ara to be able to say that on Shabbos, you know, there's a mitzvah to enjoy the food, so we enjoy it.
I don't know.
But I think we need to do a shir here now. Alright, see you later, Baruch. Okay. So the question becomes, are there certain types of tanug that you're supposed to do, or is it totally up to you? Meaning, anashim baroilam, whatever men enjoy, whatever women enjoy, whatever Tamid Chum enjoy, whatever Amei Aretz like to sit around and talk about sports, and Tamid Chum like to sit around and talk about Ketzais and Nesivis, whatever you enjoy, you know, that's what you should do. Or is there are certain types of objectively good types of tanug? So the reason the Gemara says someone who's Ma'anig as Shabbos is Zocha to particular types of Bracha, that he gets Mishalos Libo, you know, to the point that his prayers are answered. It seems like an unbelievable Skola, Beis Yosef writes, it's so that, well, meaning it's a mida keneged mida, meaning if the person is going to use whatever he enjoys in honor of Shabbos, so the zuchus, you know, by trying to gear whatever he enjoys toward Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless him with things that he enjoys. Mishalos libo. The things that he asks for. Because that's like anything. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a bracha, we assume that he's going to continue to give bracha if we use those brachas properly. That's what the Gemara says in many, many places. That what's the greatest skula for becoming wealthy? The Gemara says it all over the place. What? The greatest skula for becoming wealthy. What do you need to do to become wealthy? Giving tzedakah. The Gemara says all over the place, giving tzedakah brings about wealth. If giving tzedakah brings about, why does that work? So Rav Shimon Shkap writes in this Hakdamot Shari Yosher, one of the more famous Hakdamos of any Sefer, that it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes an investment with you. You know, he invests some money with you, and he says, okay, let's see what you do with the investment. And if you do well with it, you take care of his children, you give tzedakah, he says, okay, so now I'm going to invest more money with you. But if you don't do well with it, you hoard it all for yourself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to invest any more money for you. So a very similar idea over here, that if you take whatever it is that you enjoy and you dedicate it to him, you dedicate it to Shabbos. So Hashem says, okay, so I'm going to invest a little more with you. This is the Beis Yosef. This is not like some Vart, you know? That's what it says in Beis Yosef to explain that Gemara. Okay, so there is a question whether the mitzvah of Shabbos is mitzvah d'oraisa or mitzvah d'rabbanan. And machlok is what the Rambam holds. I'll read you the Rambam. You tell me what the Rambam holds. Good. Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos. There are four things we say about Shabbos. You don't need any four volume set. Four things. There are four things about Shabbos. You do need the four volume set. It's really important. But there are four things. In fact, I noticed this year with all the Zoom shiurim that everybody has Rabbi Rabiat's four volume Mamet as Malacha set, because like everyone that gives shiurim, like you see, there are shelves behind them. So it is definitely the most common sefer that is found in every library. I assume everyone has a Mishnah Berurah also, and maybe Mishnah Berurah is just not as recognizable because it comes in so many different types of covers and whatever, but everyone's got Rabbi Rabiat. It's like so recognizable in everybody's shelf. But anyway, so there are four things that you probably got for your bar mitzvah present. You just like, you know, it's one of those bar mitzvah presents, like you get home from Israel, you're like, oh, I had this? That's great. That's fantastic. Right? Like, Igros Moshe too? Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, so it's kind of funny that, meaning that a lot of bar mitzvah presents you get that, like, you appreciate at the time, like, after, you know, a few years later, it's like, what do I eat this for, you know? Like, and the things that you don't necessarily appreciate at the time, you come to appreciate later on. So Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos. Here's what the Rambam says. There are four things to say about Shabbos. Shnayim min HaTorah, u'shnayim min Divrei Sofrim, ve'im mufurash al yidei Hanaviim. There are two that are min HaTorah and two that are min Divrei Sofrim, but are explained by the Nevi'im. Shebetorah, Zachar v'Shamar. V'shen Esparash al yidei Hanaviim, Kavod v'Oneg. Shnayim v'Kras al Shabbos Oneg, Kodesh HaMechuba. So Oneg is Mitakanas Nevi'im, right? Which is probably like a Drabanan. That's what the Bir Halacha explains, the Shita Sarama, and that's what the Chinuch explains. Beis Yosef says that that's what, Mikra Kodesh means Isra Malacha, not an Oneg. Oneg is only Midrabanan. However, it seems like an open and shut case, right? But that's only Shita Sarama. The Mishnah Berurah in Sha'aretz Tzion Osalav quotes a Ramban in Parshas Emor that the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is Ikara min HaTorah, that it's included in the concept of Mikra Kodesh, that when you say Shabbos is Mikra Kodesh, Yom Tov min Shabbos is Mikra Kodesh, Ubi Yom Ashvi Shabbos Shabboson Mikra Kodesh, Chazal tell us Mikra Kodesh is L'kadsho U'L'chabdo B'chusus Nekiyah U'L'ango B'oneg Achila Ushtiyah, nice clothing, nice food. Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that Shitas Rashi is that Oneg is Doraisa also. Zochar Yom Shabbos, Rashi writes that if you find a nice object, set it aside for Shabbos. That's a Zochar Yom Shabbos. Zochar Yom Shabbos is in the Aseres Hadibros. And Rashi says that means if you come across like your favorite dessert, say, oh, I'm going to buy that for Shabbos. Even though it happens to be you're in Woodridge and it's on a Wednesday, right? You say, okay, but I'm going to save that for Shabbos. I'm going to buy that for Shabbos.
Can you say that that's coveted, actually
eating it on Shabbos is the oneg? Yeah, okay, but at least but coveted and oneg come from the same place. The Chassam Sofer even goes a step further and he says that even according to Shittas or Rambam, it's a mitzvah midaraisa. The Rambam doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah Rabban or midivar Kabbalah like Purim, let's say. He means that it's Halacha Moshe Sinai and Yishayahu Adavi came and made an asmachta on the pasuk. But really, even the Rambam holds it's a daraisa. Now that's a big chiddush because Rambam sort of said the feirush, you know. So like you got to have some rayas for that. You can't just throw that out there. Like I feel like that's a big thing that people say. I feel like it should be. It doesn't really matter what you feel like. You need to sort of document. You gotta back up what you feel. So the Chassam Sofer writes that Ein Navi Rashi L'Chadish Dov Me'ata. So it's got to be Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Navi's not allowed to make up new dinim. It's called the Mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim, like Kiddush HaKesef, that the Rambam also calls Midivrei Sofrim. Anyone learn Kiddushin or Ksubas? No Kiddush or Ksubas is here. So there's a funny Rashi that Rashi says that Kiddush HaKesef. The funny Rambam, the Rambam says Kiddush HaKesef or Midivrei Sofrim. Kiddush HaKesef is Din Torah. So the Din that you're Mekadish Nisha with Kesef. How do we know you can be Mekadish Nisha with Kesef? Kicha mistay Ephron. It's a gzera shabbat. That's a din d'orais. It's a first sugya in Maseches Kiddushin. So how can you call me divrei sofrim? Sometimes when something is not explicit, it's only derived through a drasha, through a divrei navi. Sometimes we'll call that divrei sofrim. He also proves that it's muchach from the Rambam himself. The Rambam writes in the first paragraph. This is a fantastically interesting raya, and also a bekiyus. The Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Hilchos Shavuos. What's Hilchos Shavuos? Not the holiday. is the halachos of swears, right? That's why I always tell the story. I remember when we made the terrible decision in DRS 1 year to learn Masechta Shavuos. Rabbi Storch just got really excited about the Masechta 1 year, and he decided we were going to learn Masechta Shavuos, and he convinced Rabbi Kamenetsky. It was a horrible idea. It's a really hard Masechta. I mean, Rabbi Willick finished Masechta Shavuos in Elzman, and then moved on to Bab Metzia for the rest of the year. But the rest of the yeshiva was learning Shavuos. And we were going around the room in a Rebbe's meeting to say what our goals are for the year, like what do you want to accomplish. So Rabbi Willick said, Shavuos and Bab Metzia, and then, you know, if the guys stick around for the summer, do Bab Basra and Bab Kamal, you know, like something like that. And everyone was saying like what their different goals were. And one Rebbe said, I'm hopeful that by the end of the year, my guys will know that it's not about the holiday. You know? Like, that was modest goal. You know, so that's the vast, array of Talmidim that we have, or Reveim that we have in DRS. So in Hilchos Shavuos, Parak Aleph Halach Vav, the Rambam writes that a person who takes a Shavua lihisanos b'Shabbos, to fast on Shabbos, it's a Shavua Shav, because he's being nishba levatel as a mitzvah. Whereas if he takes a Shavua to fast on Chanukah Purim, the Shavua is Chal. Why? What's the difference between Chanukah Purim and Shabbos? Shabbos d'oraisa. Shabbos d'oraisa, right. It's a mishba v'yom rashina. Now what? L'sanus b'Shabbos, to fast on Shabbos. Where does it say you have to eat on Shabbos? Oh, it must be that the din, that in Shabbos is nishba d'oraisa, then it must be that there's a mitzvah of Kavod Onik. Is that such a great raya now? It's creative raya. It's brilliant to bring a Rambam and Hilchos Shavuos. Yeah, meaning it could be that Onik Shabbos is not the raya, but eating three meals in Shabbos is the raya. Meaning it could be that Hayom Hayom Hayom. Then he brings a Rambam and Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Gimel Alachatas, that a person who takes a neder to fast on Shabbos has to be Mekayim the neder, because Nedarim are Chal even on a Dvar Mitzvah. And Shabbos is a Doraisa, and it's the Lo Bayichizik, as opposed to Chanukah and Purim. Hoel the Isser Hatzom Behem Midivrei Sofrim Marin Shrichan Chizik. So again, the same type of raya that the Rambam seems to assume fasting on Shabbos. Then the Aruch Lener in Yevamos Tzadi Gimel brings another raya that Onik Shabbos is Doraisa, because the Gemara darshins from the pasuk Leman Tilmad Liyiras Hashem Elkecha Kol Hayamim, that a person should take Maisros in Erev Shabbos even on something that's Lo Bali Olam yet. And Rashi writes because of Onik Shabbos. Normally you're not allowed to take Maisros on Davar Shelo Bali Olam, but over here a special heter for Onik Shabbos. And we're darshing from a pasuk in the Torah. So from the fact that the pasuk in the Torah is teaching us a din whose yesod is Onik Shabbos, that's a raya that Onik Shabbos is minat Torah. So you have more food available for Shabbos, so that it won't be tebel. Oh. Yeah.
That's not more of a remez.
Okay, so there's what to argue on all of these. Okay, but that's the raya that they bring. What? Or just to eat three meals, okay? So, what?
You don't
want
to consider actually separating the Shabbos itself.
You know what? You can't. This is
maybe it's a zero, like zero that you should do.
But it's darshim puzzle. Man tilmad the yiras Hashem elkecha kol hayamim. Meaning that's a value that teaches us that you're allowed to violate what normally midrabanan you're not allowed to do. But what's the value that pushes us to violate the midrabanan? That pasuk. That pasuk is onik Shabbos. That's what he seems to be assuming. We also got that the smag holds that eating bread on Shabbos is min haTorah. Sounds like it's midin on Shabbos. Again, all of these, you know, mitzvah of three meals on Shabbos. In the Rav Pa'alin, he brings the Targum Yonasan ben Azil. Vishomer b'nei Yisrael Shabbos la'asos Shabbos. Targum Yonasan ben Azil says, V'yinatrun b'nei Yisrael yas Shabbata, l'meved tafnuke Shabbata. It's so interesting. What's he translating? It's a targum, right? V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, v'yinatrun b'nei Yisrael yas Shabbata. Okay, so far so good, right? La'asos es ha-Shabbos, l'mevad tafnuke Shabbata. What are tafnuke Shabbata? Delicacies. So apparently, delicacies is the taich of the pasuk. What does it mean, lasos Shabbos? You don't make Shabbos, Hashem makes Shabbos. So lasos is to make delicious food. Rav Salvechik in one of the Yartzeit Shurim, Shurim Lezech Rabbi Mari, Chelik Aleph, says that when the Rambam says that it's Mufarash and Al Yedei Neviim, and not that it's a Takanas Neviim, you know, when he talks about Kriyas Megillah, he says Takanas Neviim. Over here he says Mufarash and Al Yedei Neviim. So he says because the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah was a new chiddush that the Chacham came up with, like any other Takana of Beis Nagadol, that they took a vote and they decided on this new mitzvah. Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos didn't require a kaviyah of Beis Din to determine that they should do. It's Perusham Shel Neviim that's the Mechayiv. It's just that the Neviim understood that this is the right thing to do. And that's why he says Mufarash and Al Yedei Neviim. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik then adds, and this is like such a big yesod in terms of I think we should outlaw microphones in the whole camp. It's such a big yesod in terms of it's at least it's not the dining room. I just can't even be there. Half the days I just don't eat. I just can't be there. So there's such a big yesod that Soloveitchik develops over here, where he writes. Shnei ha-devarim mi-divrei sofrim shem mufarashim al yidei ha-neviim muhuvim amnam shtei mitzvos mesuyamos. The two mitzvos mi-divrei sofrim are two particular mitzvos u-b'v'chinesu chitsho al yidei ha-neviim. In a certain sense, the Neviim came up with it. Ulam binogeya l'kiyumam. But as far as what you're fulfilling when you do these mitzvos al yidei ha-neviim, muhuvos heina hemshech mitzvos zachar v'shamar shenamru b'torah. They are considered to be a continuation of, an outgrowth of, Zechira Shabbos and Shira Shabbos that are explicit in the Torah. Hakos of the Karasa of the Shabbos on the Kodesh Shom Mechuban, Mefarish is Tochen Mitzvah Zachar V'Shamar. Zachar V'Shamar tell me that you should do positive things about Shabbos. You should avoid negative things about Shabbos. How? What? What do I need to do? Kisha Ada Makbid Al Oneg V'Kibud, Hu Mashlim is Mitzvah Zachar V'Shamar. When you do Oneg V'Kibud, you're completing the Mitzvah of Zachar V'Shamar. Meaning one could refrain from Malacha and fulfill Shmir Shabbos perfectly well. But without Oneg and Kibud, it's missing a certain Mashmaus. You know who else doesn't do Malacha on Shabbos? Lazy people. They don't do Malacha ever. So what's going to determine that a person is actually keeping Shabbos, that it's a Shabbos tikkun inyan, that the Shmir Shabbos, the Zechira Shabbos, is Shabbos related. So that's where the kiyum comes about when one observes the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos Al Yedei Neviim. So he understands that the Neviim are mefarish to us how to be mekayim the mitzvah Satorah of Zechira Shmir properly. Not enough to just avoid Malacha. You have to have Shvisa, here's the key word, Shvisa Hanikeres. A recognizable shvisa. From your resting, it's recognizable that you're resting because it's a Yom Kadosh. That's not like the other days of the week. And the purpose of Kavanah Oneg is to give a heker to the shvisa mimalacha as a function of the Kedushas Hayom. If you look in the Rambam, how he explains the Yisra of Muktzah, Rambam gives several explanations of why we have such a din called Muktzah on Shabbos, right? It's not a din d'araisa. So the Rambam writes, Asru Chacham L'tal why is there an Isra of Muktzah? Amru, umayim is here in Neviim mitzivah shlo yeluchach b'Shabbos ki luchach b'chol v'losichas b'Shabbos ki sichas achol. You're not supposed to walk on Shabbos where you walk during the week. You're not supposed to talk on Shabbos where you talk during the week. Shem v'dab v'davar kal v'chomer shlo yeh tiltul b'Shabbos ki tiltul b'chol k'dei shlo yeh k'yom chol be'inav. You shouldn't handle the same things on Shabbos that you handle during the week, that you'll be schlepping furniture from one end of the house to the other. And then he writes, I'm skipping a little because it's where time is up. V'od mipnei shemiktzas ha'am einam bali umnius ela betelim kol yemein. There are some people that don't work either because they're very rich or they're just unemployed. Kugona tayalin v'yoshve kranos. Right, we thank Hashem that he was some chelki miyoshe besmedesh v'lo miyoshe kranos. So these yoshe kranos get a bad rap, right? These are guys that are not doing much. Shekol yemein in shov simi malacha v'miyeh mutar lahalich l'davar l'taltuk shari yamim. If all of our other activities were like any other day, we would speak like we'd speak on other days, and we walk like we walk on other days, and we handle things that we handle on other days. Nimtzah shalosh shabbos. Shvisa hanikeres. Lefichach shvisa midvar melu is shvisa shavu b'chol adam. So you see that there's this need for shvisa hanikeres on Shabbos. Not enough not to do malacha, but to make it obvious that we're not doing malacha on account of the unique status of Shabbos. So that is all an introduction. I know you asked that we should speak about sleeping on Shabbos and learning on Shabbos. So Be'ez Hashem on Monday, we're not going to have shir tomorrow, but on Monday, which is our last year of the summer, so Be'ez Hashem, that's where we'll actually get to it. But that's the background of the shir, at least. Yeah.
What, for the
shir on
the
Karis,
is that a
Daraisa? So, the way of salvation seems to explain it, it's not a chiv Daraisa, it's a kiyum Daraisa. Meaning it's a kiyum of how to observe Zekir Shabbos and Shemir Shabbos.
So if he didn't do that, it wouldn't necessarily be an Isser, it just wouldn't be a good thing.
Right.
So is that where the not in the spirit of Shabbos comes from?
Much of it, yeah. I mean, there's more to not in the spirit of Shabbos than that, but that, yeah. Meaning, not in the spirit of Shabbos, there are particulars. There are particular Yisurim that are targeted to not in the spirit of Shabbos. Like, there's a particular Yisur called Uvdin Duchal. So it's an actual Yisur, to do things that are Uvdin Duchal. You have to figure out what is Uvdin Duchal. How to define Uvdin Duchal, but they formalized it in a particular Yisur. Right, so whenever you run afoul of the issue of the Dechal, so that's, also not in the scripture.
How is the Dechal different than Shvisa Nikaris?
Because Shvisa Nikaris is a broader concept. It's, in general, any time you speak a little differently, whatever it is. Whereas the Dechal is a more targeted issue. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Next time, if we are in here, we should figure out how to turn on the air conditioning.